Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us today because Dr. Tim Irwin is with us. Tim's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled. He's a consultant to companies and individuals to help them put their best foot forward in life and in business. And he's here to talk to us about what he calls working for meaning. Tim, welcome back to the show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back as always. I've been talking to my audience the last few days about a little bit of a different way to think about goals and everything for and resolutions for 2008. And I've asked this question: what would happen if instead of saying I want to do this and I want to do that for I have this resolution to lose weight or whatever it might be, grow my business by 10%, whatever it might be. Instead of that, we use this prefix in it, and basically it's this: I want to make a difference. ... What do you think?
Well, I think you're on to something, because people at the end of the day work harder for meaning than they do for money. And one of the things that, as you know from our past conversations, that I'm very concerned about is the job dissatisfaction index. We have a lot of people who are unhappy with their jobs, and people will certainly go to work for money, but they don't work their hardest. They don't bring out the best for that. They work harder for meaning.
Napoleon said a couple of centuries ago, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Exactly.
He wasn't talking about money. He was talking about an idea, wasn't he? An ideal.
Jim, I know a lot of your listeners lead small businesses, and they have to get up every day. They have to motivate their employees. And I think one of the critical things they need to realize is that there's a performance dimension that outstanding businesses tap into. It's where people stop being employees and they start being volunteers. And that happens when people discover purpose and meaning in what they're doing. I was in a tire and brake store the other day getting, I've got an old truck that I inherited, and I was getting some new brakes put on that truck. And it was interesting, I was looking around the place where these individuals worked, and they had all these pictures of families. And I had to think about it for just a second. But, you know, the owner of that store had given his employees clear light of sight to the customer. These people knew that they weren't just putting on brakes, but they were serving families.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you bring out the best in people, is when they connect to
something. So they weren't just putting brakes on cars. They were providing families with safety and giving the parents peace of mind.
Exactly. And that's when you bring out the best in people. People work harder for meaning and purpose than they ever will for money. You've got to pay people fairly. I mean, that's a given. But beyond that, the way you bring out this extra dimension, this volunteerism, is by helping people have clear line of sight to the
company. So my idea of I want to make a difference, and you put the ... whatever that is that you want after that, whatever suffix you want to put after that. I want to make a difference in my community. I want to make a difference for my customers. I want to make a difference for the industry that I serve, whatever it might be. I mean, it can be a crassly commercial thing you want to make a difference in, or it could be something very, very altruistic. But what about if we got our people together and said, we want to make a difference, ...
Well, I think that's important. And by the way, you were alluding to something which I think is a critical role for leaders, and that is these owners of businesses or leaders often need to help make that connection. They need to encourage people to think beyond. I used to ask my team, why are we doing this? What's the purpose? In other words, why are we working in this way? Getting people to think about that bigger thing. It's a transcendent purpose, if you will. Now, this may sound very abstract and ethereal, but ultimately it's what causes people to bring out their best. And so I think getting people to work also as a team and say, how can we make a difference, that's an important factor as well.
There are times when people find themselves in emergency situations, catastrophic situations, when they do things and they look back on what they did physically, and they don't believe that they did it because they couldn't believe that they had that kind of strength, that kind of endurance, whatever it might be. But it's because of something that, you know, the adrenaline kicked in, and the human power, you know, maxed out. Are there things like that in our emotions, Tim? Are there times when we can get ourselves to another level from a psychological and emotional standpoint that raises us to a level that we didn't think were possible?
There's no question that that happens. And it happens in businesses all the time. But people won't do that just for a paycheck. We see a lot of people today who are unhappy at work because they're mercenaries. They just show up for a paycheck. I like to say work is sometimes a penalty box between weekends. And so when people just show up for a paycheck but live for the weekends, no, they won't work that way. But very often when we see a greater purpose, when we see why we're doing something, or as you mentioned, in an emergency situation, by the way, it's easier for some of the jobs in our society to make a clear sense of purpose, like a fireman or a teacher,
right,
or a soldier. But really, all jobs can have that. All jobs are important. All jobs are making a very important contribution to our society, but it's a matter of perspective.
There's a person who's very close to me who's a nurse. She's a nurse manager. She actually does handle patients. And she's had an opportunity to be promoted to a manager's job where she would literally run departments. But that would also mean that she would not have patients of her own. And she's chosen not to do that because her goal in becoming a nurse was to help patients. And becoming going to that management level was not going to allow her to do that. So she turned it down.
Well, I think that's important that she realized that before she got into management, because a lot of people get into these jobs and realize, hey, the very reason I went into this field, I'm no longer doing.
Right.
And so as a result, good for her that she made that discovery.
Well, and she found the meaning for her profession, for her professional efforts. The meaning for her is the patients, not motivated by something else. Hold on to that thought, Tim. Tim Irwin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to do more with him right after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassing. And by the way, his outstanding book is called Run with the Bulls. Stay with us.
Congratulations, 10 years. What an incredible accomplishment. I know your mama's proud of you, too.
Is looking at you, kid.
Welcome back. I have no idea. Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. I think that has something to do with our 10th anniversary, which we had in November, and we're in our 11th year of serving you, small business owners, and we do it with people like our good friend Tim Irwin, the author of Run with the Bulls Without Getting Trampled, Dr. Tim Irwin. Tim, I want you to tell us where we can find the book. Give us your website and remind us about that free online assessment. I always like telling my audience about that.
Jim, the book is available to all the retailers. An easy way to get it is to go to my website, which is runwiththebulls.net. It's not .com. It's runwiththebulls.net. And there's a free online assessment there. All you have to do is just click on the Run with the Bulls test. It's a wonderful assessment that a colleague of mine created for me and for the book. And basically, it gives you about a 15 to 20-page personal, individualized report that measures you on the qualities that I found makes people very successful. I've interviewed over 10,000 people as a corporate psychologist, and many of those people are now running significant companies here in America, and this is what made those people great. So it's a free online assessment, and if you are interested in the book, all you do is click on the website, or you can go straight to Amazon or any of the other retailers.
Or folks, if you're on my site, we certainly feature Tim's book there, right by his archives and all the things that we make available to him, as we do all the Brain Trust members that we have. And take that free assessment, folks. I work hard for these free things. So you can have free things here. I negotiate hard with these guys to get you free stuff. So use those to your advantage. That's runwiththebulls.net. Right?
That's it. .net.
All right. Tim, I've got a soapbox that I've been on for a few months now about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. The mainstream media, all they want to talk about is Wall Street. They don't want to talk about anything on Main Street, basically. And it's Wall Street this, it's the markets this, the markets that. I've been reminding people that Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. Nothing happens on Wall Street. Not one single thing happens on Wall Street until somebody makes a sale on Main Street. Me and you, Tim, when we make a sale, then somebody can do something with that on Main Street. I mean on Wall Street. But the greed factor has gotten so far out of hand, in my opinion, on Wall Street in so many places. Not everywhere, but in so many places, that I think small business owners should be recognized and should realize that the way they're doing business, the quality of work that they're doing, yes, greed is involved. But it doesn't get out of hand. We practice with fundamentals, with ethics, and we have real customers that we're trying to make happy. I think those are the kinds of things that should be lifted up more. What do you think?
Well, Jim, there's absolutely no doubt that what you're saying is exactly true. I spend a lot of time on Wall Street. I'm in New York often. And a lot of those people, I look at them and I talk to them. They don't have real jobs. I mean, some of the things that they're doing, they're making a lot of money by moving money around. The thing that makes our country great, the thing that makes our country strong, are the people that are getting up, going to work every day. They're making something. They're building something. They're selling something.
Serving customers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is where money is really made. This is where the strength of our economy comes from, not from this manipulation of numbers up in New York. It comes from where people are going to work and doing these fundamental jobs.
Well, that's exactly right. So how do we get this message to small business owners? How do we get this out to Main Street? And when we get it out there, what do we tell them about how important what they do is to everything else?
Well, I think what you're doing is critically important. You know, I've been very concerned about this subprime meltdown that we've had over the last number of months. And I'm not diminishing the importance of that, because if you're in the real estate market, or if you sell homes or property or whatever, you've been impacted by this. Credit has been limited in some ways, and so I'm not minimizing that. But I think there's something more fundamentally important in our economy, and that is that we've got some lagging productivity numbers. Our productivity, as compared, for example, to the Pacific Rim countries, is lower. In other words, the growth of our productivity is significantly lower in those countries. Also, the fact that our job dissatisfaction index remains high. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we should be concerned about, and most of the jobs in this country are in small business. They're not in these huge companies. Mm-hmm. They're in small business.
And so who are they polling on these job satisfaction numbers? Are they polling the big companies, or are they including little companies?
Well, it's generally most companies are included. The job dissatisfaction suggests that they say two-thirds, and I've seen studies up to 85% of people are unhappy at work.
On some level, they're either somewhat dissatisfied or extremely dissatisfied.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those are the things that I get concerned about, because I think we need to be careful. Business leaders, and small businesses included, need to make sure that they're staying engaged with their people, that they're fueling the hopes and dreams of the people that work for them, that they're helping them find meaning in what they're doing. That's what we were talking about earlier, a transcendent purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes people happy at work, and that's what brings out the best in people.
Well, I've got 30 seconds. What? Give us some ideas on how we can do that.
One of the things I encourage leaders to do is talk to their people. So many business leaders get very disengaged. They're not talking with their people. They're not asking them what their hopes and dreams are. And I think that's one of the fundamental things that they need to be doing. They need to be talking to them.
Find out what it is that they really want in life, not just to come to work. What is it that you really want to do with your life?
And make
a difference for that person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tim, give us the website one more time.
Jim, it's runwiththebulls.net.
Runwiththebulls.net. That's where you can find more about the book. You can find that free online assessment, which I encourage you to check out. Hey, Tim, let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Tim Irwin. He'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages, with our good friend Lois Geller.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.